SpaceX pre-IPO market flash crashes 45% on Hyperliquid hyperliquids. SpaceX pre-IPO market printed a roughly 45% intraday drop, according to a report from Crypto Potato published on May 29, 2026. The move played out on the on-chain perpetual contract that tracks an implied valuation of SpaceX, one of the highest-profile names listed in Hyperliquid's pre-IPO product line. Spot crypto markets were quiet at the time, with BTC at $73,587 and ETH at $2,012 as of May 29, 2026. So this was a venue-specific event rather than a broader risk-off move. A thin book met a fast tape pre-IPO perps on Hyperliquid do not track a public share price. There is no continuous match market in SpaceX equity, so the contract's mark has to be derived from a mix of order book activity, funding rates, and reference points the venue chooses. That construction is fine in calm conditions. It is fragile when one side of the book empties out. A flash crash on this kind of synthetic market does not need a fundamental catalyst. A cluster of long liquidations, a single-size seller, or a temporary withdrawal of market-making bids is enough to pull the mark sharply lower. Once the mark falls far enough to trigger the next layer of stops, the move feeds itself. The 45% figure reported by Crypto Potato is consistent with that pattern. A violent intraday wick, rather than a sustained re-rating of SpaceX's implied value. Pre-IPO exposure on-chain is a new product, not a new risk. Hyperliquid's pre-IPO contracts let traders take long or short exposure to private companies without holding actual shares. SpaceX is the marquee name. The economic appeal is obvious. SpaceX has been one of the most quoted private valuations in the world, and direct exposure has historically been gated to accredited investors and secondary market platforms with high minimums and long lockups. The structural problem is liquidity. The reference for what these contracts should be worth changes slowly, sometimes only when a new tender offer prints. The on-chain book trades second by second. That mismatch between the speed of the contract and the speed of the underlying reference is where flash dislocations get manufactured. Traditional brokers offering pre-IPO exposure have the same problem. They manage it with wider spreads, manual quoting, and accreditation gates. A 24/7 on-chain perp has none of those buffers. Funding and Oracle mechanics deserve a second look. When a perpetual market detaches from its reference price, funding rates are supposed to drag it back. On a market where the reference is itself a slow-moving estimate, funding can keep the perp anchored to a stale number for hours, then snap when a new data point arrives. Traders on the wrong side of that snap see liquidations that look like a crash, even if the long-run mark eventually mean reverts. For active users on Hyperliquid, the practical takeaways are familiar. Size positions to survive a 50% wick on illiquid contracts, not the average daily range. Treat pre-IPO markets as a separate risk bucket from BTC and ETH perps, with their own margin discipline. Assume that mark price logic can move faster than human reaction time. The pattern is bigger than one venue. The bigger story is that on-chain venues keep extending into asset classes that legacy markets either gate or do not offer at all. Tokenized treasuries, prediction markets, and now pre-IPO perps all share a structural feature. The on-chain product can move 24/7 while the underlying truth moves slowly or rarely. Every one of these categories has had at least one violent dislocation since launch. Hyperliquid's SpaceX wick is the latest, not the last. Crypto users who route balances between trading venues and self-custody spending should treat pre-IPO contracts as a high-volatility allocation, not a cash equivalent position. A wallet that funds a card today should not be sitting in a leveraged pre-IPO long that can wick out the rent.